Special edition of Community Matters today on this Thursday, November the 19th, brought to you as always by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. And oddly enough, our guest is with Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. It's Dr. Mark Banker, who would like to share some information and keep the public updated as to what's taking place as this situation with COVID-19 continues to unfortunately become worse instead of better. And Dr. Banker is with us. But first of all, Doc, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate the time. I know you guys are a little bit busy. Can you explain kind of the situation that we're dealing with right now in our north central Kansas area?
Thank you for having me. Sure. Well, currently we are seeing an increase in cases in the region as well as locally in our county. Last night the active cases was at greater than 60 in the county. Though that's just known positive cases, so likely you can multiply that by 3, 4, 5. We're not quite sure how many people additionally are probably positive in the county. We're just not aware of. So additionally, we have 6 people admitted in the hospital at the moment, which is the most we've had since the pandemic started.
So how are you in regards to hospital beds and so forth? Because that is a major talking point, not only in the state of Kansas and in rural areas now, but across the country.
Currently, we are doing okay, but it doesn't take long for that to change. 6 beds for us using treatment for COVID patients kind of limits us ability to take care of other patients. And at Mitchell County Hospital, we generally run a fairly high census because we take care of so many people in the surrounding area besides just Mitchell County. And so when we take up beds for COVID, it can start limiting us our ability to take care of just the general community, though at this point we are doing fine with beds. But we do caution, and that's why we promote people trying to promote social distancing as well as mask use to decrease the spread in the community so we have adequate beds. The other issue that we have found is that the regional hospitals are quite full, and it gets more difficult to transfer patients to get care that we're trying to that are maybe emergencies or urgent care. And so we're definitely stressing personal accountability. So hopefully we can get this back under control and get everybody taken care of.
Jeremy Armstrong, the CEO of the Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, had a statement that was released here yesterday that said, and one of the things that stood out to me said, that unfortunately, the death of 2 special care unit patients who were COVID-19 positive, but the next sentence said the patients were admissions from out of state. So not only are you maybe looking for places that people might have to go for to be taken care of if you get short on beds, but you've already been contacted, it sounds like, clearly to help others that are short on beds.
Well, currently we aren't taking patients from generally any area for direct hospital admission. Special care unit is kind of a special unit for geriatric and psychiatry type of treatment.
Okay.
But we do take from a little bit surrounding areas, including surrounding counties. And so we do get a little bit of patients from further out. But generally for acute patients that come into our hospital, we are staying more in the local counties. So we're not just accepting transfers from other hospitals to really take up space and beds that are reserved for our local residents. But heart attacks still happen, cancer still happens.
Yeah.
There's lots of conditions that still happen without COVID that we need hospital space. And if COVID is overwhelming the health system, then it makes it harder to take care of those conditions, let alone COVID. If you're not concerned about COVID, then you should still be concerned about heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, cancer.
Dr. Mark Banker, our guest from Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems today on Community Matters. A couple of press releases yesterday. One from Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems was about the urgent message in regards to the emergency services that you really at times are inundated with phone calls and so forth and so on. And I know you guys are trying to make that clear that if this is a non-emergency, there you can contact your primary care provider's office instead of calling the ER, correct?
That is correct. So if you have a true emergency, you can always contact the ER, come to the ER. If you have concern about COVID symptoms and are looking for testing, please call your local primary care provider's office or at least call ahead to the hospital. That still is a point that we're trying to make across. Please don't show up to the hospital without allowing us to prepare if possible. If it's an absolute emergency, then by all means, come to the hospital immediately. The other option is we want people still to get care and get their health treated, so besides just COVID. So we do not want to just shut down the, the healthcare system around due to uptick in COVID cases. And so please don't neglect your care at home just because you're concerned about current COVID cases.
Also yesterday, Michigan Health Department encouraging individuals after speaking with healthcare partners to seriously consider postponing elective surgeries due to extreme limited or no swing bed space available within Mitchell County. What can you tell people about that in regards to elective surgeries you might have scheduled? Would it be helpful for all of you for those to be rescheduled at a later date?
That's a constantly evolving thought process. So I can tell you at Salina Regional, currently they are delaying any cases that are planned to stay overnight, and just doing cases where they expect patients to go home the same day from surgery. Currently, we're not restricting from procedures at the moment, though as a sole surgeon, I've been cognizant of the changes in the healthcare system in the region and bed availability. And patients that might need long-term stays and elective surgery, I'm trying to delay those surgeries if can. And cases that we can still do, cancer cases, as well as cases where we can go home immediately, we are still performing. We do have testing supplies, and we look at our bed availability and our staffing availability every day, and we make adjustments as we need to.
Mark Banker, he's with us from Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. All right, so what can people do to try to help? Because I think, and I'm just throwing this out there because I talk with lots of people. I feel like this happens all the time in society, and that is, we know there's a problem, but until it's really truly in our backyard, we don't fully take it seriously. Now, I think obviously we have people in our communities that have, but I think there's certainly people that haven't. That probably applies to any community and across the entire country or even the world. But what can you tell people right now in regards to all of us as members of our communities? How can we help the healthcare system, and how can we help you guys?
Personal accountability, I think, is number one. That's the most that anyone can do, is be personally accountable. You know, the physicians and nurses, everyone here at the hospital is doing their best to take care of patients. The thing that we can ask the public to do and each individual person to do is to wear a mask. We do know that masks are protective not only to yourself, but also to the people around you. And I know this community is very caring for each other, and I know they want to see people stay healthy, not have to go in the hospital. And wearing your mask will help prevent your neighbor, your friend from getting sick. And it may not be you directly exposing them, but it may be other people that are exposed and then expose your friend. And so it doesn't take long for this to touch people around the community, and you say, well, I just don't see that many people. It only takes one person that maybe have very mild symptoms to spread it to you. And using masks definitely decreases the spread of COVID. We have studies that have shown that, and it's not hard to do. I wear a mask every day in my job, and it's just part of my routine, even before this pandemic started. And so every time I go out in public where I'm around other people, I try to maintain distance from other people as I can. I wear my mask, and I think that's what we can do, the same with people in the community. The other thing, as this has gotten a little bit worse in the region and area, our family has started to close down our circle of contacts slightly. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we don't see our family, but we think about not going to mass gatherings unless we really need to, which at this point we don't really have any need to. That includes Thanksgiving. We've talked about, you know, limiting our contact with any type of family we might see during this holiday, as well as just at work, we don't really get the option of social distancing. We have to take care of people. We have to see people to treat them. But outside of work, we have options for self-accountability on our chance of spreading this disease.
Absolutely. All right. So I'll let you have the final word here. In your final words, what would you like to tell the community? Anything that we've missed here today with our interview with you, Mark?
I think overall, it's been over 6 months since this pandemic started. We've really done a great job in the community in not having a large increase in cases. And this has happened nationally. It's not just regional or locally. But no one's going to pull us out of this besides ourselves. It's going to take time. I expect our cases to keep on going up in the next week or 2 weeks. Usually our testing is going to be lagging behind on our identified cases by at least a week. And so it's going to take time before our cases start coming down. While vaccines are showing promise, we don't expect vaccines probably out until at least the beginning of next year. And with the flu season, I expect it may start getting worse. Hopefully with social distancing, it will be less of a flu season than typical. But we haven't started flu season yet. If you haven't got your flu shot, please get your flu shot. And then just try to be out there safe, make smart decisions, socially distance as you can, and use masks, and we'll get through this together.
And I just received a text. Somebody was asking, which is a fair question, because I should have probably asked that, is what's the current visitor policy right now at the hospital there, Metro County Hospital Health Systems?
Currently, we are not allowing visitors in unless they are a minor. So we are just with surgery, we are allowing one visitor in, but other than that, we are not allowing visitors in.
All right.
As the cases change and we get better control, then we always look at that and then loosen restrictions again. But currently, we're not allowing visitors.
Absolutely. Dr. Banker, we appreciate you and all of our healthcare providers and medical professionals, and I think it's the least that we can do if we can help all of you do your job so that we can keep our community safe and healthy, and we greatly appreciate everything that you and everyone does there at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
Thank you.
Dr. Mark Bank, our guest today, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems Community Matters here on a Thursday.